morning. Today is Friday, July the 24th, 209th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, the general manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, Mr. Dave Hull.
Happy Friday, Brian.
Yeah, and you're wearing your blue tie, too, because that means it's the water thing.
It's right? A water thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I got a quote, but I found a great quote. It was in a sales context.
We'll use that one.
Yeah. Well, I want to get it right. There is no inspiration in logic.
That's true.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
All right.
That's very true. There you go.
So that's our Friday.
You're going to have to write that in the book and put your name on it.
No, it wasn't me. Yeah. I plagiarized enough. I don't need to do it there, too. So here we are in the middle of summertime. Everything was no water, no water, no water, no water. And last week, San Diego got too much water, too much water, too much water. And the desert. I'm sure a lot of folks were asking you, does that mean? What does it mean?
What does it mean? It means nothing. It's, you know, the rules for the water reductions and whatever go through the end of February. So probably no matter what. So that's... So we're still charging on. So we're still asking people to conserve and do the best they can. I see a lot of brown lawns around town.
We saw the weirdest thing. I know last time you and Crystal were over at Lassen.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're east heading up a golf course that was brown.
Oh, no kidding.
Game on.
Yeah.
100%, except where it was either a spring or a leaky faucet.
So the greens were really browns.
Well, the greens did have a green.
Yeah.
But... The fairway, I mean, it was like pavement looking.
Well, and that's been the nice thing about up here. Even though we've discussed many times how it's not really equitable the way the state handled this for where we are and the water conditions that we have up here, people up here have still stepped up and they've done a great job. The one thing I want to two pieces though, since you brought up the drought, the brown lawns, stuff like that, that's great. Lawns are okay. Make sure, though, that you, a little fire hat thing on here, make sure you keep them mowed, though. If you have weeds that are normally kind of greenish or whatever and stuff, they're all brown now, make sure you mow them down just for the fire hazard kind of stuff. So keep that stuff.
It's kind of like trimming on the edges.
That's right. And the other thing is if you have trees and stuff, don't cut back on, I mean, cut back if you can on watering them, but don't let them dry out and die because, you know, you got a 25-year-old rhododendron or something, it's not going to come back. So
yeah,
and it's not worth that at this stage to take those trees out. So grass is easy to replace, but trees.
You haven't seen too many rhododendron seeds. At the grocery store, at the nursery store. Yeah, little insight there. So we're still on when we were at Shasta Dam.
Yeah,
now everybody knows what we did on our couple days off. Made the tour and stuff. The fellow there was indicating, and I hadn't thought of it, Shasta, oh my gosh, you know, all the water's being pumped out, no water, no water, no water. In the droughts of the 70s, it was 115 feet lower than what it is today. So just as a relativeness, now I know a lot of folks probably weren't around here 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But this isn't the first rodeo, gang.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's important to keep that into context. Well, and even to keep into context that you know, we've only been recording this stuff out here for 150 years anyway, you know, out of a zillion years of this planet. So we've got lots of history of cyclic water years.
You saying we don't know much?
We don't. Well, we don't have a lot of experience. You know, we have a little tiny bit of experience.
That's what you need in your business card.
That we're extrapolating.
I got a little experience, but no knowledge.
It's on my resume.
Yeah, okay. Jeez. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, as we're looking at summertime, I know the focus has been typically on water, who's got the water. But that doesn't mean that you aren't still focusing on trying to deliver the water to folks in some of the different projects. Not seeing a lot of streets torn up this year like we have in the past. Is this because of some of the issues? Are you kind of laying low a little bit and holding back on some of the infrastructure replacement?
Not really. We've actually got there's probably three big projects that are going on in town here that that either have been or will be tearing up the roads. So I want to kind of highlight those. The first one we've got is out on Freese Avenue. This is a street that's on Harris, kind of by Redwood Acres. Hospice is building a new
facility.
Better
known as the county.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hospice is building a new facility out there at the end of Freese. And so we took this as an opportunity to replace about 1,000 feet of steel water main. Now, the district has, through the last 10 years, done a pretty proactive program of replacing the old steel water main and putting the plastic in its place. So last longer, be cleaner, doesn't corrode, all that's kind of good thing. So we're replacing, like I said, that 1,000 feet of water line out there, the new services, all this stuff. It's going to be a joint project with hospice and with the county, because ultimately those folks out there get new water service, new main line, and the new road. The county's going to do the whole road over again.
Harris?
Too.
So, again?
No, Freese.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw the little channel that was dug along the sidewalk.
That's the other project that,
oh, really?
I wanted to mention.
This,
yeah,
only looks like it's about a foot wide, though,
yeah,
over by the sidewalk.
Yeah,
cutter.
We're pretty efficient, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. That's actually
a foot wide, 2,000 feet deep? Is that, yep, gets back to the knowledge thing? Huh?
Not this one.
Okay.
We have some of those, though. just to finish off the Freese Avenue one, so that's one of the last steel mains we have in the district of that size, and so it's nice to get that taken care of, and the people are going to be, it's going to be great.
Other than Freese Avenue, folks, is there anybody that's going to be disrupted or
so
even know that you're doing anything?
Yeah, no, Freese, on that one, it's largely Freese. Although when we had to do the tie-in in the middle of Harris, there was some traffic issues, not issues, but traffic control there. Yeah, that's all done. That's all done. We're probably about two-thirds of the way done with that project. We'll probably be done probably by mid-August, because we still got to tie in the services and put a fire hydrant in and all this kind of good stuff. So
now, is that going to pump water down into the new park?
It could. It's that, since that's not been designed yet, we're not really sure. So we haven't seen any
visitor
plans.
Serving.
Yeah,
yeah.
We have numerous. Depending what the county does, we have numerous ways to get water.
But that does give you the flexibility
then
down to do
there.
Some,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Well, but more importantly, it provides a new service to the big hospice campus that's out there, and it cleans up the water service for that whole neighborhood. So
how much of an exposure are the steel pipes for the community?
They're, well, in our district, not much anymore, because they're all gone, pretty much. But they, you know, they corrode, and they...
Those are the leakers?
Yeah, those are the leakers. The joints leak. If they're in an area that has maybe a little salt layer somewhere in there, they can do some galvanic action where they corrode themselves with electrolysis, things like this. So it's just good to get rid of the whole things. We usually have to flush those a lot because they'll rust on the inside.
Oh, so when you...
So we get, okay, get rid of that, get the plastic, you know, things are a lot better.
Plastic's life, is it longer than steel?
It's longer than steel, yeah. Yeah.
And the flexibility, I mean, during an earthquake?
Yes.
It holds...
Yep, yep. Well, and a lot of that, of course, it's more flexible than the steel, absolutely. But it also has a lot to do with the way we install it, with the pipe bedding, so that it can move around in there. It's not like you put the clay back in the hole that came out. You know, you put something in there that allows the pipe to move around just a little bit. So
is that where those peanuts go?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Those go to your house for third quarter popcorn.
Okay.
So the other project that you mentioned is one that's going down Harris, and it's going to turn and go on Hubbard, and then it's going to go down Myrtle a little ways. That's about 4,000 feet of a four sewer main, and you saw the Harris piece is what that trench is. The same area down there by Redwood Acres. That's actually what we're calling the Sequoia Force Main project, and it's actually, rather than cleaning up a section, it's actually providing some additional capacity for some projected growth that's out in that area. We have 40.
So it won't be active?
It'll be what?
It won't be active until.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it'll be active. It'll be handling the. It won't be tied in until we're all done. But it'll be a part of the system. But it allows for these 40 to 70 new customers that are projected to be out in that area.
So is that in the same trough as the work that was done last year?
The one you're talking about?
Your new one.
The 1 foot wide thing?
Yes.
Yes. That's a part of it. It goes from the Sequoia lift station. It pushes the wastewater up toward Redwood Acres, around Hubbard, and then down Myrtle to about Glenwood, where it becomes a gravity sewer as it heads back toward town.
Oh, so you're dumping it on Eureka?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Good system.
Yeah. We have a contract. Yeah. We're partners, man.
Oh, I see. Jeez. So, any surprises in digging those two up? Those two routes? I mean, have there been like fill?
No surprises. Like the one thing I wanted to say, in that area on Hubbard and on Harris, we have run into some old redwood water line.
Yeah, you'd shared that, and they were running across from what you're doing.
Yep. So,
yeah, you ought to sell.
When we come
back,
I'll tell you some more.
Cool.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, the water folks, Dave Hull. Dave, we were talking a little bit about the second project before the break we were talking.
Right, the Sequoia Force Main
Project. Running through Hubbard and Myrtle and kind of on in the county, but really generally associated with Eureka. A couple times back when you were with us, you talked about finding the old redwood pipes.
Yes.
Where they would drill either a small tree or a branch, and that would be the pipe that would be used. And I'd asked if you'd found other things, being kind of curious about what's going on and what used to go on. Did you find anything else?
This is
kind of cool, out with the freeze.
Yeah, no, nothing. We haven't found anything else. The redwood water line this time, I think the last time we talked, the one we'd found in Hubbard, they're actually made out of it's like a little teeny barrel, if you will. It's made out of staves, and then it's got wire that holds it all together. And they're in amazing condition. The one we got on Hubbard a year or so ago, it came out of the ground, a nice piece, and the wire went thong, and so all the staves fell apart. The one we got just the other day is all in nice and intact. We got a nice 2 foot section of this pipe that's in good shape.
You'll be able to dry it out and have it like on display in the lobby.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Exactly. So it's pretty cool.
Were there maps of these things? I'm sure you've got maps all over the place now.
Sometimes.
So was this a discovery or was this? There it is.
It's a little of both. We don't actually have maps of where those were, so it's a discovery. But once we found the one a year or so ago, we knew we figured out kind of, and from some history, where they probably were going with it. So
where was the water source? Was that the...
So that was probably back
the
from
spaceship? The spaceship?
Yes. It predates that. It was probably from Swayze, and it was part of that water line that came into the old reservoir.
So would that have gone in Myrtletown? You've got Myrtle and Harrison.
Right.
You've got Hall and Myrtle, Hubbard and Harris. So where would that...
Where
would the line have gone? Where would it have been laid?
My guess is it would have been through across Hubbard and down Harris toward the reservoir.
Okay. And then, so this was sourcing water out into the Myrtletown area?
No, I think it was the other way. I think it was going to a tank in Eureka.
Oh, it was going to the high tank.
Yeah, that's
speculation.
Very much.
Wow, that's a long haul.
Yeah.
Were there pump stations then?
I don't know. There must have been somewhere.
Something like down at the bottom by Ryan's Slough, yeah, or something in that, yep, neighborhood?
I would think so. I mean, there is now, so.
Look for the old foundation,
The rules of physics applied back then, too, so
getting
water to go uphill is a tough thing.
I can appreciate that, but the hamsters were so much smaller back then. So
they were smarter, though.
Yeah, they work smarter, not harder. So as you're tying this one in, it's just running parallel to the...
Yeah, well, that was the Redwood line was a water line, so what we're doing on the Sequoia Force Main, that's actually a sewer line.
Okay.
So it's the one that's going around, and it heads back into the existing system out on that goes down Myrtle all the way to the bay.
So why not put in a bigger pipe the first time?
Well, it's a cost thing, and I think there's a couple of reasons for that. On a force main, you're pushing the water through it, so you can't get a pipe so big because then you need bigger pumps, and if you don't have enough flow, then it doesn't. You can't do it.
Is it called a plug?
Yeah, so it would be plug flow, right? You kind of have to wait and then
a hydraulic plug.
Yeah, yeah. Then blast some through, and you don't want to do that because you don't want the line to go anaerobic more than it is already. That's where you run out all the oxygen, and it really stinks.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You want to keep the flow going through these things, so you got to. I mean, it's a real engineering thing to design the pipe for the flow and for what you expect. So,
this is just increasing capacity.
This is increasing capacity because we had not all that much growth out there for a long time, but there's a couple of big developments that are planned for
Myrtletown
on Hubbard and back out toward the where hospice is back in that area. So
this is taking that,
yep,
and shooting it. Okay. I was trying to think Myrtletown. What? I know the state's going to sell off the baseball park, but I haven't heard plans of a 500-story apartment building like that.
Well, the other thing that's we're not clear on what's going to actually happen with the old lumberyard too. That's a nice big piece of property.
Let's just call it the old mill site. It was. I remember.
Was that right?
TP burner there.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, when Bob and Russ Britt bought it, it had that back, yeah. So, we're getting old, Dave.
Yeah. In them good old days.
Yeah. Look, Damien's circling. He wants to make sure we finish this segment before we drop off. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back with Dave Hull. Dave, you alluded, and I can count to three, earlier in the show that there were three projects you were working on. We talked about Harrison. We talked about this
the
Merle
Freeze
Town
Avenue thing
in general terms. Yep, yep. Yeah. So what? Where's number three hiding?
The other one is really a county project, but it's something that, our services district's had a significant role in, and that's the Union and C road construction, reconstruction project. The county's actually rebuilding Union Street and C Avenue. That's SEA Avenue.
So south.
Yeah, down kind of Pine Hill-ish sort of direction.
The back door.
Yeah, exactly. The road, if you've been that way, it's, you know, the road has, it's kind of narrow. It has a weird turn on it and all this kind of stuff. So
rough.
Yeah. Okay,
rough. The road was rough. Yeah.
And so the county's been working for several years to get a project together to actually rebuild that. So they were successful in getting some money. There's a whole bunch of utilities in there, some pretty major utilities of ours, as well as PG&E and everything else that's all in that area. So
yeah, it's kind of like a canyon, if you will, and
exactly.
Everybody just ran their stuff willy-nilly, is my understanding.
Yep, and C Avenue is kind of an interesting piece down there because it kind of goes through a swamp. You know,
yeah,
they actually built the road. I think the original road is what they call a corduroy road, where they just laid logs crosswise.
The plank road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're still there. So if you get too far down, you run into the logs.
Cool. Oh, hopefully they're saving some of those.
The guys that put in some of the pipelines don't think it's so cool. But
how far down?
Oh, yeah. it depends. It's 4 to probably 10 feet.
Oh, really? It's been filled on top
feet? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So they're, and now it's even deeper, the way they've reconstructed C Avenue. But there was all these utilities going on there, so I just wanted to mention that project, although it's not really one of ours, like I said, we have a significant role in it, at least financially.
You've bought into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that project looks like it may be wrapping up. They're hoping to pave in October. So that's coming together, and that's really nice because I know it's been a real inconvenience for those people in that whole neighborhood for probably most of a year, I'd say. But it's a giant, it really was a giant project. Road's going to be a lot better. Drainage is going to be better. And the utilities through there are going to be new. So that's a big deal. But there were significant challenges to.
Now, was that tied in with the drilling project underneath the bluff?
No. For the Martin Slough?
Just
no.
Happens to be in the same general area.
Just happens to be in the same general area. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
So that's not tying in?
No.
The water pipes aren't tying
in? Oh,
yeah,
they are. The sewer is. But it's it would have anyway. Yeah. And so they're building up the road in some areas and they're cutting the road in other areas. And so where they cut the road, all of a sudden our utilities will be hanging up in the air. So we have to replace those down. And so it's probably about, when all the dust settles, I bet that our services district will be about $1 million into our share of the project. So. It was a significant cost thing for us.
So that is replacing.
We're not looking to go back ever in the near future. Yeah.
So that's replacing what was there to ensure delivery. That's doesn't have anything to do with expansion or development. Does it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. There's nothing any bigger than it was. But we have, in C Avenue, we actually have one of our major water. It's a 14-inch transmission line that goes through there. One of the challenges, I'd say really two of the challenges is. Is through the permit process, they used to have between these kind of swampy areas, they had some little culverts, and now they put in big, giant culverts.
Like choke points? Almost?
Yeah, well, not really. They worked fine, but somebody decided they needed to have something that deer or people could walk under the road or something, and so these monster culverts go in, and it's really been a significant challenge to get those in over the utilities, so...
Okay, so you've got those tunnels in there, and half of the year there's no water flowing through there.
Correct.
Are we recharging admission? Rent?
Rent, yeah.
You know where I'm going.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, take that one up with the authorities. Thanks for coming by, Dave.
Thank you.
We've been Talking Shop with Dave Hull. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.